of Abasra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud. Continuing the same idea as the previous two Mishnayas, here we will discuss Nafal Habayis Alav Al Imav, a house collapses on a person and his mother. Now a man inherits his mother, but the mother does not inherit him. So Elu ve'elu modim, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, who disagreed in the previous Mishnah about the status of the nechassim of the wife who died, here, modim sheyachloku, here they agree that the two sides are those relatives of the son who are not related to the mother. Let's say he has brothers from a different mother, but they share fathers, and they're not related to the mother. And they have a claim. Their perspective would be that the mother died first. Their brother inherited his mother, and therefore they get to inherit her property. However, her relatives say that that's not the case, and therefore they say that their mother died afterwards, and therefore she was alive at the time that the son died. The son did not inherit her, and therefore they are the inheritors of her estate. But Eilav Eilav Modim Sheyach Loku, both Beisham and Beisil agree here that they divide it equally. The reason for that is because both of them are coming from the position of Yerusha. They're both Yorashim, and there's not different types of Nechasim property as there were in the previous case of the mother, and therefore they divide it equally. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Moda ani bazeh. Moda here is in the context of Omer. Omer ani bazeh. I say in this case, shan nechasim b'chazkasan, that Beis Hillel's position would be in this case as well, that the nechasim belong to the yorshim of the mother, and they would dispute the position of Beis Shammai, who says Yachloku. So just like in the previous Mishnah, Beis Shammai said Yachloku, Beis Hillel said the Nechasim belong and whoever has the Chazaka on them, over here as well. And here, the Chazaka would be those of the mother's family, because after she became an Almana, there's no husband in this picture, and after she became an Almana, sure, she was independent, and therefore her family was supposed to inherit her. This son, of course, is gone, so he can't inherit. But the idea that his family should inherit her, they were not in the picture previously. So the Nechasim were presumed to be in the Chazaka, in the status of the mother's family. And therefore, they are, according to Rabbi Akiva, says that Beis Hillel would say over here as well, the Nechasim remain in the possession of her family. Amar lo ben Azai. Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva, Ala chalukin anu mitzdarin. We have tzar. We're bothered by the fact that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have to have a machlokas in the previous Mishnah's case. So, Ela Shabasa, Lach Lok Aleinu Asashavin, you're coming along and trying to create a machlokas where we said they were equal. We said they agree with each other. Right? The Tanakhama said that Elu Elu Modim Sheyach Loku, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel believed in this case, in the case of the mother, both of them were in agreement that they would divide it equally, and you want to say that no, Beis Hillel disagrees with that and says we don't divide it equally, and there's still a machlokas, and we're bothered by the fact that we had a machlokas in the first place, but in the first case, but you want to say there's a machlokas here as well? I don't agree with you.